May 16, 1929. How the knowledge is about the divine will are the army, the acts done in it, the weapons, its light, the royal palace, the ministry, the sacrosanct trinity, divine ardor for establishing its kingdom, divine need, its silence, the sorrow of its secrets. Continuing in my usual abandonment in the divine fiat, I was feeling concerned about the privations of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how my poor soul moaned under the infinite weight of a sorrow which makes all created things say, "Where is your Jesus, the one who so much loved you?" Ah, you feel that he sustains everything, you touch his beauty which he has strewn over all creation, you see his immensity which you cannot reach. What you see are nothing other than the marks of his steps which, in passing by, he impressed upon all things created by him. But he is not here. And you, run, search for him, and we will accompany you, moaning together with you, to make you find the one whom you want. And I feel like everyone speaks to me about Jesus with sorrowful notes, and as they echo in my poor heart, it is tortured by a sorrow which I myself cannot express. And the impression was such, as if I wanted to go out of my usual state. But, meanwhile, my lovable and good Jesus surprised me, and throwing his arms around my neck, told me, "My daughter, what's wrong? What's wrong? Calm yourself, calm yourself. How can this be? Do you perhaps want to go out from within the army of my divine will? Look, what an orderly, formidable and large army, such that, as it lines up within your soul, it will not be easy for you to get out. But do you know what this army is? All the knowledge is about my divine will. In fact, having formed its royal palace in you, it could not, nor was it decorous for it to remain without its army. This army we have issued from our divine womb in order for them, for, to form the corrige, to defend and to all stand at attention, so as to make known to all who our fiat is, their divine king, and how it wants to descend with its whole celestial army into the midst of the peoples in order to fight the human will. But not with weapons that kill, because in heaven there aren't these deadly weapons, but with weapons of light, which fight in order to form the life of my will in the creatures. Now, you must know that the weapons of this army are the acts done in my divine will. Look how beautiful it is. The royal palace is the light of my fiat. The king that dominates is my will. The ministry, the sacrosanct trinity. The army, the knowledge is about it. The weapons, your acts done in it. In fact, as you would have the good of knowing one of the knowledges about it, and would operate by virtue of it, you would form, in my fiat, the weapons in the hands of each knowledge, so as to give the life of it to other creatures. But this is not all yet. Each knowledge possesses a different weapon, one different from the other. So, each knowledge I have given you about my divine will possesses a special and distinct weapon. One possesses the weapon of light in order to illuminate, warm and fecundate the seed of my fiat. Another possesses the weapon of the conquering power that dominates and rules. Another, the weapon of the beauty that enraptures and conquers. Another, the weapon of the wisdom that orders and disposes. Another, the weapon of the love that burns, transforms and consumes. Another, the weapon of the strength that knocks down, makes one die and rise again in my divine volition. In sum, each knowledge of mine is a divine soldier which, manifesting itself to your soul, has let the weapon of each of the offices they possess be placed by you into its hands. Look at what order they have, how attentive they are to their office, and to handling the weapon which each of them possesses in order to dispose and form the people of the kingdom of my divine fiat. This army and these weapons possess the prodigious virtue of the infinite, which is such that they diffuse everywhere. And wherever there is a light, even small, in the creatures, they fight with weapons of light against the darkness of the human will, to eclipse it and give it the life of my fiat. And wherever there is a seed of power or of strength, there runs the divine little soldier with its weapon of power and of strength, to fight the human power and strength, and make the power and strength of my divine will rise again. For all human acts, this army has the opposite weapon with which to fight them, so as to make the act of my divine will rise again over the human act. Therefore, my daughter, it is necessary that you remain in my divine will in order to form sufficient weapons with your acts done in it, for the great army of its knowledges. If you knew how this army anxiously awaits the weapons of your acts into their hands, in order to wage war on and destroy the poor kingdom of the human will, and to build our kingdom of light, of sanctity and of happiness. More so, since I am within you, in the great royal palace of my divine will, in the midst of my army, with the continuous council of the ministry of the divine persons, as the reproducer of our works. Because we are the operating being, and wherever we are present we want to operate always, without ever ceasing. Therefore, it is a necessity that you remain always in our fiat, to unite yourself to us in our continuous operating, and to give us the field to always operate within you. In fact, the sign of the divine operating is precisely this, to operate always, always, without ever ceasing. After this, he kept silent. Then, with a more tender emphasis, he added, "My daughter, if you knew the ardor of my love that I feel, because I want to establish the kingdom of my divine will upon earth, so as to realize the only purpose for which man was created. In fact, in everything that has been done by the divine persons, from the time when the world was created, and in what we will do, our principle will always be that one, nor will we ever cease it, that man return into the inheritance of the kingdom of our fiat, which he rejected from us. This is so true, that in my very incarnation, when I descended from heaven to earth, the first purpose was the kingdom of my divine will. It is into its kingdom, that is, in my immaculate mother who possessed it, that I directed my first steps. My first dwelling was within her most pure womb, in which my fiat held its absolute dominion and its kingdom, whole and beautiful. And in this kingdom of my will which my celestial mama possessed, I began and I formed my life down here, made of pains, of tears and of expiations. I knew that I was to be the Jesus neglected, unloved, nor sought for, but I wanted to come because I could see through the centuries how my coming upon earth was to serve to form the kingdom of my divine will and, by necessity, I was to redeem them first in order to obtain my first purpose. And so, even from that time, I descended from heaven in order to come to find, to search for and to clasp to my breast the children of my kingdom, who would search for me, love me, recognize me, to the point of being unable to be without me. Therefore, in what I did and suffered, I put a mark and I said, here I shall wait for the children of my will. I shall embrace them, we shall love one another with one single love, with one single will. And for love of them, my pains, my tears, my steps, my works, changed for me into refreshment, into joy for my heart drowned with love. My daughter, don't you yourself feel how you cannot be without me? And when, in the world, they will read these papers, they will remain astounded in hearing of the long chain of my graces, my daily comings, and for such a long time, which I have done with no one else. My long conversations which I have had with you, the many teachings I have given you, and everything that was to serve the kingdom of my divine will. I felt the irresistible need to resume in Rado with you all the conversations, to give you the graces and the teachings which I would have given to Adam innocent, had he not rejected the precious inheritance of my fiat. But he broke my speaking and reduced me to silence. And after 6,000 years of silence I felt the extreme need to resume my speaking with the creature. Oh! How painful it was to contain so many secrets within my heart, which I was to confide to her. 5. And it was for her alone that these secrets were kept, not for others. And if you knew how much it cost me to remain silent for such a long time. My heart was suffocated and delirious, it repeated dolefully, alas. I created man to have someone with whom to speak. But he was to possess my divine will in order to understand me. And because he has rejected it from me, he has rendered me the god taciturn. What sorrow I feel! What suffocated love, which made me faint, and I raved. Therefore, unable to endure any longer, I wanted to break my long silence with you, I snapped it. And from here the necessity of the ardor of my speaking, for so long, and so often, and repeatedly. And as I pour myself out with you in speaking, I feel as if I were just now giving start to creation. And this is why, in these papers, I am making you write the true reason for creation, what my will is, its infinite value, how one is to live in it, its kingdom, and how it wants to reign to render everyone holy and happy. All will remain surprised in reading these papers, and will feel the need for my fire to live in their midst. The divinity feels an irresistible necessity to complete the work of creation, and it will be completed by the reigning of our divine will in the midst of creatures. What would a creature do, after she has made a work with unheard of sacrifices and for a long time, a work which costs her her life, a work of incalculable value, and which only lacked one point, one shade, one color, if she cannot complete the work that costs her so much? And as beautiful as her work is, as precious and of incalculable value as it is, such that it would form her fortune, her glory and her complete happiness, she cannot present it to the public, nor can she say that it is a complete work, because one point is missing. For this person life would change into sorrow, and she would feel the weight of her work, beautiful, yes, but incomplete. And therefore she feels unhappy, and instead of glory, she feels humiliation. And how many sacrifices would she not make? She would lay down her life in order to place that point, so as to make her work complete. Such is the state we are in. Nothing is lacking to our work of creation, heavens, suns, works and magnificence of every kind. But one point is missing, yet a point which disfigures a work so beautiful. This point is the most important. It is the most beautiful shade, it is the most vivid color that is missing in the creation. Everyone and everything lives in my fiat, but one point of it, that is, the human family, is outside of it, outside of my kingdom, and it lives unhappy. What sorrow! There's room for everyone in my volition, and yet, there are some who live outside. Oh! How they disfigure it and render it incomplete! And what would we not do to see it complete? Any sacrifice, my daughter. We are willing to do anything. I have already laid down my life in the redemption to place this point in the creative work. And when they come to know what will of God means, the great good it can do, and how the only thing that most interests us is to place the rights of our divine fiat in safety and to make it reign, so as to see everyone happy in our will, of our own happiness, they will no longer be surprised in reading, in these papers, the great things I have told you and I have done in your soul. On the contrary, they will say, for a will so holy, which has done everything, it was right that there be such a display of graces and so many sublime teachings in the one in whom it was to make the first deposit of its kingdom, so as to make us comprehend it, love it and long for it. Therefore, be attentive, because this is about giving a divine will its rights, so as to render the work of creation complete.